Hello everyone, it's time for the Future Tech Podcast and this is your host, Chris Fernando. In this podcast series, we cover all the latest and the greatest in the world of tech, including artificial intelligence, machine learning, digital transformation, cybersecurity, big data, and lots more. In today's episode, I'm joined by Luis Ortega, the Managing Director for Middle East, Africa, and Asia at Pagero. We speak about the growth of the company's customer base, the new economic substance regulation in the UAE, ways to automate VAT compliance, the coming up income tax law in Oman, and lots more. So Luis, thanks for joining us on the Future Tech Podcast. So you mentioned that your customer base grew 83% in the last year. Which market did most of the growth come from and which industry verticals?
Well, we have had quite an even growth in all regions as the digitalization drive in both order to cash and procure to pay processes is really active everywhere. Of course, there are always some countries that based on new e-invoice mandates or the setup of a new e-delivery infrastructure could drive faster growth in any given time. For instance, in the last few months, we have seen new mandates coming into force in India, Germany, further rollouts of PayPal in Singapore, Australia, and New Zealand. We are also seeing a lot of activity growth in the US, Malaysia, Vietnam, and many other countries. Our internal compliance team is continuously monitoring the situation across the globe. From industry perspective, I would say that our offering is industry agnostic, as all industries buy and sell. Having said that, there are verticals like healthcare, which has been a significant demand of digitalization services, to make sure they can serve medical providers despite having many employees working from home as a consequence of the global pandemic. Our full digital paperless approach has helped many organizations to handle their orders and invoices digitally while their offices were still closed due to the COVID situation.
There have been some changes to the economic substance regulations in the UAE. Can you briefly tell us what these changes are and how Pagero is working with its clients to implement them?
In the last years, we have seen the introduction of VAT and legislations around the use of electronic invoices. These changes have prompted business to explore how they can digitalize their issuance and receipt of trade documents to create efficiencies in the accounts payables and accounts receivables processes, automate tax returns, improve the quality of the information handled by the ERPs. The UAE will probably follow the trend of establishing some sort of real-time reporting of invoices to the tax authorities soon. That's similar to what we have seen in India, Egypt, and the newest draft law in KSA. We are vigilant to make sure we can provide our customers immediate response to these new demands.
Is there a way to automate VAT compliance for companies?
Yes, absolutely. The key prerequisite for that is to be able to have full digital flows in the inbound and outbound of invoices. With that, you can build automation and VAT reporting in an efficient and accurate way. Automation can be hardly achieved when documents are exchanged on paper or PDF by email.
Oman has recently announced that it is considering bringing in an income tax law in 2022. What does that mean for this region?
Any new tax regulation comes hand in hand with the need of more transparency and the requirement of automated audits to facilitate the traceability of business documents. This can be only achieved by moving to a fully digital way of handling data and moving away from paper-based accounting.
How can companies prepare for this major change in the regional fiscal setup?
Our recommendation would be to digitalize and automate as much as possible all transactional elements of their business processes. This is so they can free up resources to focus on core business activities and also facilitate any reporting on audit or audit of data, as well as can support the digitalization and automation of any compliance requirements.
And finally, what sort of plans does Pagero have for 2021?
Pagero keeps on extending its global reach every year. We currently operate in over 140 countries. For 2021, we will be extending our service to comply with new regulations as the upcoming regulatory changes for invoice or reordering in Turkey, Italy, Taiwan, Hungary in January, the rollout of India invoice mandates to all businesses later in April, or the invoice mandate rollout in Portugal in mid-2021. At the same time, we keep on monitoring as well as advising some of the regional tax authorities in the Middle East in the design of nationwide e-invoice infrastructures. we hope they will take into consideration the interoperability and cross-border trading aspects, as well as the business's needs, whilst covering the necessary data demands of the tax authorities.
Thank you, Louis, for speaking to Future Tech Podcast. It was nice having you on the show.